Welcome, and thank you for stopping at the poster titled Live Cell in Vitro Cancer Research Using a Fuel Cycle Laser. My name is Leonor Ribeiro. I'm a PhD student at INL in the research group Ultrafast Bionanophotonics and at ITRES-S at research group Nanomedicines and Translational Drug Delivery. I want to present to you the latest updates of the ExtraMed project, a collaboration between the companies Sphere Ultrafast Photonics, the University of Porto, and INL. The patent synchronous red-green-blue fluorescence lifetime imaging microscope was developed under the scope of this project, a technology that, equipped with a sub-10 femtosecond ultra-broadband laser and fast beam scanning, was used for label-free imaging. Lung cancer cells in monolayers and spheroids were subjected to anti-cancer treatment with cancer drug paclitaxel. The treatment was monitorized through the quantification of bound and unbound metabolites present on the cells, more specifically NADPH. Cancer cells can shift from a more glycolytic to a more oxidative metabolism under treatment. This means that during glycolysis, cells present more unbound NADPH, meaning short lifetimes, and during oxidative phosphorylation, due to an increase on the presence of bound NADPH, longer lifetimes. This was observed on monolayers with an increase of average lifetimes and ratio of contributions of short lifetimes to long lifetimes, as observed in Figure 1 and Figure 2. Spheroids of the same cell line were imaged under treatment, present in Figure 3. An increase of average lifetime was also observed in longer time points. Further analysis will involve the study of single cells with altered morphology and under apoptosis. In spheroids, the inner and outer layers will be studied separately for a better understanding of the effect of the drug. Therefore, the sub-10 femtosecond laser was efficient at generating autofluorescence signal at the focus of the objective in both 2D and 3D cell models, without causing photo-induced damage to these samples. Concluding, we present a novel bioimaging technique that has been used for label-free imaging and for the tracking of anti-cancer treatment on cell models, paving the way for this technique to contribute for the development of new drugs being tested in the latest 3D cellular disease models. On the behalf of the entire ExtraMed project team, thank you for listening, and we are open for questions regarding our project.